Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Naubin Pradhan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that national song Vande Mataram is not just a song but an expression of the soul of India. Addressing the year-long commemoration of 150 years of the national song Vande Mataram in New Delhi yesterday, Prime Minister Modi said that Vande Mataram is a mantra, an energy, a dream and a resolution. He said the essence of Vande Mataram is Bharat, Ma Bharati, the eternal idea of Bharat.
वंदे मातरम का मूल भाव है भारत माँ भारती भारत की शाश्वत संकल्पना वो संकल्पना जिसने मानवता के प्रथम पहर से खुद को घड़ना शुरू कर दिया जिसने युगों युगों को एक एक अध्याय के रूप में पढ़ा शून्य से शिखर तक उनकी यात्रा और शिखर से पुनः शून्य में उनका विलय भारत ने ये सब कुछ देखा है.
The office of the Director General of Police DGP Kohima has announced revisions in the ongoing constable GD recruitment, particularly for Dimapur, Chumukedima and Newland districts. Earlier, Dimapur, Chumukedima and Newland were allotted 144 posts under the open competition category for all indigenous tribes of Nagaland. However, upon government's review, these posts in these three districts will now be allocated among the indigenous Naga tribes based on tribal ratios from the 2011 census of the erstwhile Dimapur district. The detailed allocation for each tribe along with male-female breakdowns will be available on the Nagaland Police Recruitment Portal and the department's website, police.nagaland.gov.in. Candidates from the three districts who have already applied can modify their district choice on the portal from 8th November, after which a revised admit card will be issued. Further, the online application deadline has also been extended by 15 days and will be closed on 22nd November. All other recruitment guidelines issued in the advertisement issued on 30th September remains unchanged. Meanwhile, out of the 32,105 candidates registered for the recruitment, 29,825 have already paid their examination fees. The Nagaland Police has urged all registered candidates who intend to appear for the recruitment to ensure the examination fee is paid before the deadline. The 56th International Film Festival of India, IFFI, is set to be held from the 20th to 28th of this month in Panaji, Goa. Addressing the curtain raiser press conference of the event in New Delhi yesterday, Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan, said that the upcoming International Film Festival of India in Goa will serve as a bridge for creators to the world.
For participants, young minds, new participants, they are going to participate in 13 various verticals. They are going to participate and they are going to make them whatever cinema or documentary or reels they are going to do in the field of screenwriting, editing, sound, production, design. Further new initiatives also they are going to take.
Information and Broadcasting Secretary Sanjay Jaju said that the opening ceremony of IFFI will be held on the 20th of this month, marked by a carnival and parade to celebrate the cinematic journey of the country.
Films are not just being made for Indian audience, the films are now being made for global audience. And International Film Festival is, to an extent, our effort to showcase the cinematic diversity that we have in our country. At the same time, provide opportunities to global filmmakers to come and screen their films to the cinephiles who come in from not just India, but from various parts of the world.
Joint Secretary, Department of Legal, Metrology and Consumer Protection, Ben Nanglela, highlighted the crucial yet often unnoticed role of legal metrology in ensuring fairness in daily transactions from weighing vegetables to buying fuel. Speaking at an awareness program on legal metrology and consumer protection, the journey towards Viksit Bharat 2047 at St. Joseph's College, Zakhama yesterday, she urged students to be vigilant by checking weights, MRPs and expiry dates and to report violations, stressing that even small acts of awareness can drive big changes. She also called upon the students to be the future torchbearers of honesty and fairness. And prominent Naga wrestler Venuzo Dauho clinched the champion title at the Chagasang Wrestling Association's third Senior Open Naga Traditional Wrestling Championship 2025 held yesterday at the Fusera Sports Complex. The championship was organized under the aegis of the Nagaland Wrestling Association. Venu Vade secured the second position while Rukukoto Kheso claimed third place. In the second Open Naga Wrestling 2025 under 15 category, Kutho Puro emerged victorious, winning the first position. And with that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we'll be back with the evening English news at 7:20 p.m. Have a nice day.